Larry, are you there?
I am, Larry.
Oh, good. Hey, good morning to you. Can you relate your experience and story?
I sure can. I guess it's been about almost 6 years now. And at that time, I had a friend of mine that I wanted to do some work with. We were sort of brainstorming on things to that we might do because both of us are not really the corporate mold, you might say, or we'd done that for years and years, and we really wanted to do something that would mean something more than making some company wealthy and, you know, being on that treadmill type of thing. And so we were sort of getting together, and he kept giving me this little ad all the time because I had an intention somewhere else with something else to do from home, and I thought we'd both benefit from it. And he kept giving me this little ad that said something like 90K in 90 days, no selling, convincing, or chasing anyone. And I said, oh, come on. I said, that's not right, you know. But he kept giving me this thing, and he kept being interested in it, and I couldn't really get his attention off it. And then I thought to myself, what if it was just half of that? I mean, that's a pretty bold statement. Really, that's almost absurd. And I said, okay, all right. So, you know, I said, let me check it out. I'll check it out because I'm, you know, pretty good on due diligence, and I can play both sides of things positively, negatively. I want to see what's behind everything. So I did that, and I listened to it, and I found it very interesting. And I called him back, and I said, we'll call the person that you're dealing with and get some more call time. I want to listen to this again. And I ended up listening to it about four or five times just to hear what people were saying and, you know, even the spaces between the words. I was very interested in hearing this and sort of sifting and sorting through it. And it just kept growing on me and growing on me. And I kept thinking about it. The possibilities were there, and they sounded like sincere people. They sounded like they had something that really would be a benefit to people, and that's really where you know, what gets me. I like to do things that help people for real, and I'd seen enough programs and that sort of thing. You know, I say programs, you know, hypey things. I knew, you know, most people just, you know, got hooked on the ether of the possibilities of things and worked their butt off. I'd done it, made some money, but then you're stuck with a lot of things like the deal goes south and this and that. So, but anyway, there was a problem, and the problem was I really wanted to do this, and we both wanted to do this, but we both didn't have any funds. I had about $300 in the bank. So we really sort of sat on it for a few days, and I think my friend called his inviter and said, well, we'd really like to do this. Don't have any funds, but we'll get it together. And he said, yeah, call us back, you know. So about a week and a half later, we sort of got a short list of people together that we were pretty sure were going to say no to us, to see if we could borrow it for 30 days. And all of a sudden, the very first person said yes. We didn't even tell them what it was for. It was really interesting. We just said we need some help. And we feel pretty confident in the next 30 days to get this back to you and make it good. And he said yes. I was, wow, this is amazing. This is really going in a place where it just, you know, it feels perfect. So we got started. We got the funds together, got the website, pretty excited, and we both got on the phone, and I called a friend of mine that I knew of, and he was driving truck. And I got interested in that, and I asked him how it was going, and he started telling me, you know, this and that. And I said, well, you know, what's this rig cost? You know, what's the cost to do this? You know, and he's telling me all about this. And you know, and then all of a sudden I'm finding out, gee, he's been doing it for like 2 years, and he's making money every week, and but he's got $100,000 in debt on credit cards, and wow, that's amazing, you know. And it went along a little further, and he was telling me about it, and then he just blurted out. He said, you know, if I knew something I could do, I'd do it. I'd get out of this. And I said, well, why don't you grab a pen? And I thought, well, why not? You know, perfect. So he said, yeah, I'll go to the call, and I'll call you back. He called back, and he said, Gary, I'm in. I go, wow, that's great. That was the first night. You know, first call, really. I don't know. I think when something's right and you can really feel it inside you and you can see it for yourself and you can see it for other people, and it just flows. You know, it just happens. I can't really explain it, but I thought, this is great. So there, I had my one up, and I was pretty happy, pretty excited. He was happy and pretty excited, and we all got going, and I had my one up. The next day, I thought, well, I'll do the same thing. I'll just call somebody, see how they're doing. So I did that. Did it a few more times. Did it a few more times. That week, it was amazing. I had $11,500 come to my door.
When they're ready, they're ready, aren't they?
Oh, incredible. Incredible. And it went on from there, and my partner, you know, he closed out the month at about $14,000, and I finished off at about $22,000, and, like, life changed, completely changed. I wasn't looking or didn't need to have this idea of how much does something cost. I was looking at, well, what sort of quality is that? I realized, you know, I'd never have to worry about money again.
Right.
Yeah. You know? It's
an unstoppable flow of cash that you can tap anytime you want to.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, this is a real blessing for people, especially now. I mean, things are tough for people, and I think you said it very well when you mentioned, you know, the spiritual aspect of it, and having them sort of wake up. Or if they're willing to wake up, you know, and those that are get it, and when they get it, they get pretty excited about it, you know. My wife was astounded. You know, we were getting cash to the door. I had a couple of Fridays in a row, $9,000 each Friday. So I mean, there's nothing simpler. There is nothing simpler, and there's nothing better that one could do if you like helping people. And connecting up with people that want to help themselves and want to help other people. So, I guess that's about it, you know, really.
That's a terrific story, Mark. I think you really have demonstrated. You've demonstrated well what we try to say in the training calls, and that is the world is full of people who need this and want it, but they don't know about it. And if we are the conduit for that good news, for that opportunity, then we have made a tremendous service to those who need it, and we've been rewarded in the process. And we need to learn to just ignore those who are not awake to this possibility. It's a word you used, I like it. And move right through those who are not interested, and not let it trigger our fears or our doubts. Keep in mind that there are those who really need and want this, and it will change their lives. And while you're changing their lives, you're changing your own.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Mark. Appreciate it so much.
That's Gary. Larry. Sorry.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I have a whole list, and I look down here. Mark's coming up in a minute.
Yeah,
Gary,
you guys
I'm
got
sorry,
the hint
Gary.
Now.
Thank
Gary's
you.
My inviter. Thanks, Larry and Gary.
So Gary's okay. Your inviter? That's great.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Abe is up next. Abe, are you with us?